Today on Introductions, our guests are students of the Hall School of Music, a private music school in Wheaton, Illinois that has both chamber and orchestral programs. This hour, we'll hear some of their most advanced students in music by Haydn, Copland, and local Wheaton native Jonathan Blumhofer. That's after this short break. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, and our guests are advanced students from the Hall School of Music in Wheaton, Illinois. The school was founded in 1996 by Drosten and Dorothy Hall and operates both a chamber music and an orchestral program on Saturdays conducted by Drosten, who is also the music director of Camerata Chicago, the chamber orchestra. Many students from the school hold principal positions in their school orchestras and are members of local youth orchestras, including the CYSO Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra, which we hear all the time here on Introductions. And several of the school's graduates have gone on to study at the Juilliard School of Music, Northwestern University, and with the Vermeer Quartet at Northern Illinois University. This hour, they've prepared for us music by Copland, Haydn, and local composer Jonathan Blumhofer. And Drosten joins us at the microphone right now. I understand we're going to hear the first piece will be by Jonathan Blumhofer, who was one of your former students.
Correct. Yeah, but I'd like to back up just one second and just because this is a top orchestra that we have here, which we've called the Baroque Festival Orchestra. And that was actually true a while ago, and now I call it the BFO, but I now jokingly call it the NSBFO, BFO, as in the not-so-Baroque Festival Orchestra, because we tend not to play so much Baroque music these days. The Blumhofer, Jonathan Blumhofer, he studied with me, let's see, back in 2000 or so, and he studied the viola. And I discovered through church, at college church, that he was a very talented hymn arranger.
Uh-huh.
And we would do string quartets and string trios, and then sometimes we would do, you know, little string orchestra stuff. And I thought, I got to be thinking, you know, I just love this tune from the Holst, the planet suite, Jupiter. And it in the middle of Jupiter, there's this beautiful hymn tune, actually, called Thaxted. I think it was originally, before the hymn tune, it was actually from the planets. He wrote it for that first and then turned it into a hymn tune. So I told Jonathan, I just love this tune, just off the cuff. And then a few weeks later, he said, "Hey, Drosten, here is this little impromptu on this theme that you like so well." And so we played it in church a few weeks later. It was only maybe 3 minutes long, good for a prelude and so forth. And then in 2003, Dorothy and I founded Camerata Chicago, and I thought, well, we need a Chicago composer to do a piece, to commission somebody. So I thought Jonathan Blumhofer, especially as he'd done such a good job on this piece. So mm-hmm. I thought, well, maybe we could turn it into a full concert piece, and he could maybe write variations on that theme. And so this is the piece that he came up with.
And we don't always have the chance to have the instructors, the teachers, the conductors in the studio with us here on this program. So I'm wondering, what is your favorite advice that you like to give out to students? Maybe favorite's the wrong word. Maybe most important advice that you like to give to your students.
As a conductor with a student orchestra, well, a professional as well, is watch.
Uh-huh.
No, but also mostly to have fun. To enjoy the music, let's make music. Let's really make something special out of what we're doing. But have fun and really feel the music. Put your heart into it. And also, I'm on them constantly to play in tune.
Uh-huh. That's very important. Very important. Well, let's begin now with the Variations on Thaxted by Jonathan Blumhofer. This is the Baroque Festival Orchestra from the Hall School of Music from Wheaton, Illinois. And our conductor this hour is Drosten Hall. This is Introductions from WFMT's Levin Performance Studio.
Thank you.
The Baroque Festival Orchestra of the Hall School of Music in Wheaton, Illinois, in Variations on Thaxted, based on themes by Gustav Holst, by a native of Wheaton, Illinois, Jonathan Blumhofer, who was also a former student of Drosten Hall, who is conducting this hour. That was fantastic. Thank you all for that beautiful performance. You can listen to this edition of Introductions again on our website, wfmt.com/introductions, which is also where you can audition to perform on this program. We welcome your YouTube auditions, or you can upload your own music files. And we welcome your comments. Visit our Facebook page or send a note to introductions@wfmt.com. Let's take a short break now. When we return, we'll hear a complete piano concerto by Joseph Haydn, as well as some music by Aaron Copland. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, our guests are students from the Hall School of Music in Wheaton, Illinois, led by Drosten Hall. The school was founded in 1996 by Drosten and Dorothy Hall and operates both a chamber music and an orchestral program. They were on Introductions as one of our very first chamber groups a few years ago. And next, they've prepared for us some music by Joseph Haydn. We're going to hear perhaps our first complete Haydn piano concerto on Introductions. So we're excited about that. And the concerto will be featuring 14-year-old pianist Selena Kobadich. and she is a student at the Hall School of Music, and you started pretty recently, right?
Yeah, just about the beginning of this year in fall.
Mm-hmm. So whose idea was it to perform this concerto?
Well, I think that Mr. Hall picked it out, but I'm pretty happy with his choice. Uh-huh.
Is this your first time performing a piano concerto with an orchestra?
Yeah, it is.
So what was it like the very first time you had your you performed this piece with them?
Well, I was kind of like, oh, I gotta get this because everyone's sort of depending on me, and uh-huh. I can't like play out of shape because then the orchestra is there too. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of nervous at first, but it's fun playing piano concertos because it's just a new experience.
Uh-huh. Is this your first time performing Haydn?
I've done some Haydn before, but I don't really major in Haydn as much, so it's good to be able to do Haydn and experience uh-huh. more different kinds of music.
So before we get into this piece, can you tell us a bit more about what this music sounds like?
Well, it's most of it's in a major key, but mm-hmm. like it has a lot of different tones. Even though most of it's in major, it kind of varies in mood throughout mm-hmm. the piece. But it's a really nice piece, and I like it.
So you had, I think, if I'm correct, you had your first public performance of this piece of a couple of weeks ago with the Baroque Festival Orchestra. So what advice did Mr. Hall give you right before he lifted his baton to conduct the first note?
Well, he gave me a little bit of advice on just staying with the orchestra and just I need to play in tempo because sometimes I just speed up a little bit or mm-hmm. slow down, and it's important to stay with the orchestra. Uh-huh. And
well, I'm very excited to hear this piece now. This is the Piano Concerto in F Major by Joseph Haydn, featuring 14-year-old pianist Selena Kobetich, and she'll be performing this with the Baroque Festival Orchestra of the Hall School of Music here on Introductions. Thank you. the Piano Concerto in F Major by Joseph Haydn, featuring 14-year-old pianist Selena Kobetich with the Baroque Festival Orchestra of the Hall School of Music. The Hall School of Music is a private school in Wheaton, Illinois, and this orchestra is conducted by its founder, Drosten Hall. That was fantastic. Thanks to all of you. We're in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio for this program, and the orchestra has prepared for us one more piece, which will be introduced for us right now by 15-year-old violinist Sarah Coyle.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah. So what do you have last for us?
We have The Hoedown, which is by Aaron Copland. It's from Rodeo.
So this is very recognizable. What did you think when you first played it for the first time?
I actually didn't like it very much.
Really?
No.
So what didn't you like about it?
I don't know. It was just a lot different style than I was used to playing. It sounded kind of country, Hoedown, obviously. Uh-huh. But it grew on me. It's the second time we've played it, so I like it now. It's
that
fun.
Happens with a lot of music, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm not so sure about in the beginning, but I like it.
And then after you sit with it for a while, it grows on you. What other pieces has that happened with you?
Let's see, not anything else this semester we've played, but in the past, just like some of the Bach stuff seems kind of dry at first, and then you realize there's lots of depth to it, so.
So a lot of this music takes a long time to sit with in order to fully appreciate it. That seems to be what you're saying. So what would you say to your friends listening right now who maybe don't play an instrument? What would you say to them to give this music a chance?
I'd say listen to how fun it is. It's exciting, and it's a new style. So just listen to it with an open mind.
Well, thank you, Sarah, for introducing this final piece that we'll hear performed by the Baroque Festival Orchestra. This is the Hoedown from Aaron Copland's Rodeo. Drosten Hall is conducting, and we're in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio. Thank you. The Hoedown from Aaron Copland's Rodeo, performed here on Introductions by the Baroque Festival Orchestra, Justin Hall conducting. These are the top students from the Hall School of Music in Wheaton, Illinois. And Justin, if someone wants to learn more about your school, how can they get in touch?
Well, they can go to our website, hallschoolofmusic.com.
And do you have any future performances, tours, etc. coming up?
Well, not for the school, but for Camerata Chicago, we're going to be doing a tour of Europe in 2013. Uh-huh. So that's very exciting. So, but for the school, we'll see what happens. In the fall, we'll have another semester, and we'll
it see starts
what
all over
comes
again.
Together again for that. But in the meantime, we have a pizza party to go to now,
oh,
right?
Oh, fun. So you lose students, you gain some.
Yeah, exactly.
What can you do?
And then we all take a rest over the summer and go on vacation and all that good stuff.
Well, thank you for preparing for us this wonderful program. It was a wonderful performance today in our Levin Performance Studio. And you can listen to this performance again and find the complete program on our website, wfmt.com/introductions. That's also where you can audition to perform on the show. We welcome your comments about this series. Our address is introductions@wfmt.com or find us on Facebook. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. The executive producer is Steve Robinson. Our engineer today was Josh Salvageau, and our theme music, as always, was performed by Trio Vita. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again next week here on WFMT.